In one of its closest votes ever, the city council voted last night to support a revised version of Mayor Bloomberg's congestion pricing plan. That plan aims to cut traffic and pollution by compelling more commuters onto mass transit. The money collected by charging drivers who enter certain parts of Manhattan would go toward mass transit improvements. Last night's vote came after heavy lobbying and deal-making. WNYC's Matthew Sherman joins us now to explain what happened. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Sirius.
So put this into perspective for us. How big a deal is last night's vote?
It's a huge deal. Even if it doesn't get approved by the Assembly, which it will need to be in order to become law, basically the city council agreed to put a toll on the free East River bridges, which mayors have been trying to do for 80 years. This is a message saying that cars are problematic, transit is good, Manhattan real estate is so precious that it costs $8 to go on their streets.
You know, this vote was a big win for Mayor Bloomberg and other supporters of a congestion pricing plan. You know, just 2 weeks ago, it looked like it was on its deathbed. Why did some council members change their minds?
Some cited reasons like the fact that 95% of New York City residents actually get to the Manhattan Central Business District by transit, not by driving. So this really is a win for the majority, for the supermajority. The fact is that that fact had been out there for 11 months. So the question is, why did they come around to that just now? Some of them cited particular transit improvements, new bus lines, new trains, et cetera, that were going to be planned for their district. Of course, those facts came out about 4 weeks ago. So why in the past week did so many council members who were opposing this switch sides? I can only say that some members come out early and often with strong opinions. Others sit on the fence until they're given a good reason to get off of it.
So what are you hearing about the swaps and the deals that were made to win support for this?
Nothing specific, but opponents are certainly spinning their defeat as a result of behind-the-scenes deals. Certainly Lou Fidler, a Brooklyn council member, told me that last night.
You can be sure that more than six members voted based upon cajoling or a deal of one kind or another, and that's fair game. But on the merits, they lost today.
The thing is that when we asked Bloomberg that at the press conference afterwards, he sort of dodged the question. But he did admit that he would continue to support candidates who voted in favor of congestion pricing when they ran for re-election or for a different race.
I've said that I will support people that help this city. I plan to do that. I've done that regardless of party, and I continue to do that. And I would urge you to do that.
From Bloomberg's perspective, this isn't really a quid pro quo. He's simply doing what's good for the city, and he's supporting other people who share his opinion. But it definitely points to the advantages of being a billionaire mayor.
Now, the next stop for this plan is Albany. What are the chances of the plan getting approval there?
The funny thing is that originally people thought Chris Quinn, the city council speaker, wouldn't bring this to a vote unless she knew, one, that it would pass the council, and two, that it would pass Albany, so that she didn't let her members string out to dry in case this thing went for defeat. But right now, there's no deal in Albany. This will certainly put pressure on Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver to get it passed, but we don't really know. We have about a week to go.
All right. Thanks a lot, Matthew.
Thank you.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman covers economic development and transit for WNYC.